Today's Between Master and Disciples, Go Beyond the Difficulties of Life, will be presented in Formosan and English with subtitles in Arabic, Alexis or Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czechoslovak, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Russian, Spanish, and Thai.
福摩沙台湾是一个小岛，但遍布大自然的神奇美景，自北到南，北部地区有古城、原住民村、迷人的山峰、美丽的水城，甲雕刻精油的庙宇。中部地区有极限的美景，闪耀的海洋，湍急的河流。甲翠绿的松林，南部是本岛出名的文化中心，到今嘛依然保有真侪早期移民初到此地时的传统。
两千零七年年初，青海牧上师回应了咱世界会会员心底的渴望，在零七年二月十八。参加新年的庆祝活动，甲来自全世界大约一万名的世界会会员甲贵宾，在福尔摩沙欢庆第二年旧历新年。这吉祥日子的当日，也是全球优秀领导奖的颁奖典礼。青海牧上师颁奖予菲律宾前总统罗穆斯，阁是和平奖。基金会会长曼纽尔·莫拉托先生甲参议员赫赫森·阿尔瓦雷兹表彰因在菲律宾对伊洛兰民所做的慈善义举。
今嘛邀请您做伙聆听1994年十二月甲1995年正月，青海牧上师伫福尔摩沙西澳。会见西方同修的时阵所做的开始，主题是生命因为淬炼而升华。
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org.or contact any of our centers near you. When association members convene from around the world, Supreme Master Ching Hai often meets with groups of different nationalities for discussions in English or their native language.
Sometimes we go through what we call dark night of the soul, or winter time of samadhi, when we have absolutely nothing.Or black and blue, very few in very blue. But don't be afraid, okay? Because God only look up to your sincerity inside. I don't care whether you sit there really, you can meditate or not meditate. Every minute you sit and try to meditate is recorded. God don't care bargain about success or failure, only we care, you know? In this world,We care and we talk about success and failure, whether I meditate well or I not well. I think like that, you know, God don't care. But this is the work of the negative. Make us feel so bad about everything that even we could curse God, you know. Why make me born in this world and left me like this and no wisdom and no caring for me and no help to me, nothing. But never mind, let it out. Don't be afraid of your feeling, it's all right. If you can control and make you feel good, you control. If it doesn't make you feel good to control, don't control. It will go. Like winter, summer, you know, nothing lasts forever. And don't blame yourself too much. Because actually you're also right when you blame God. Why? Why He left us feeling like this way, you know? He shouldn't leave us even 1 second feeling lonely and helpless and feeling bad. Yeah? Even if we have done a lot of bad things, He should not let us feel this way. But you know who make us feel this way? Our conscience. Our guilt feelings. Maybe we have done many bad things in our last life, on this life, and it's still here, you know? So when we try to become good and noble, oh, it begins to, like, you have not been that good. I know you. This is a negative force. Mm-hmm. And outside negative force, connected with the inner negative force, try to wreck our faith and feeling and progress. That's why the spiritual practice is so difficult. Otherwise, everybody become Buddha. 1 second.
I just want to tell you, I had a very bad situation at home. I was screaming and shouting.
I believe.
But you know, at the end, my son told me, I want to meditate. And I said, I told him, oh, you saw me. How can you want to meditate?
Yeah.
And you always said, no, I want to meditate.
Oh, even with all your bad impressions.
You see that? You think it over.
So that is some help from Master Power, in a subtle way. And I try to convey to you, don't lose faith. Even all this outer tantrum is not you yourself. You know, the wave is not the ocean, it belongs to the ocean. But it's not from the ocean. It's from the environment, from the wind, from the, you know, the wind of the moon, and from the atmosphere, and all kind of condition put together. It makes it like that, okay? Otherwise, the ocean is not a wave. But again, the wave also belongs to the ocean. Without ocean, there's no wave. And without waves, you know, it's not the ocean. But again, the ocean is not the wave. And the ocean alone don't make the wave. Only cause and condition. So just forgive yourself. Do as much as you can. I also tell you something. You should be cautious because the mind tricks us. Sometimes we are the most tiresome. And that's the time you must meditate. After 10 minutes, you feel like, oh, nothing happened. That's beautiful. After seconds, everything's calm and beautiful again. I tell you from my own experience. So you know, you must not always listen to your mind. Because the mind is habitual. The mind is all, you know, drinking coffee, listen to rock and roll, or chatting, or talking on telephone, watching television. Since you were born, the mind has never been taught to sit still and meditate, no? This is the first time you have been taught. Of course it's new. And he rebelled. No, since I was born, my mother told me, watch TV, eat breakfast, eat eggs, eat the meat, any kind of thing, drink coffee, watch television. My mother, father, the biggest figure in your life. Yeah, etc. The biggest figure in your life. Your mother, your father, your teacher, your bigger sister, bigger brother never told you anything like this. So of course the mind rebels, you see.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production. Swine flu. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus, blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease, or PMWS, Listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion US a year. Cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion US. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. an estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more.
Well, meditation for him is sometimes torture, but then he will get used to it. And that's the only medicine to calm your mind. So sometimes you don't really want to meditate, but when you meditate, you feel, oh good, I wish I meditate sooner. Yeah, if I know, it's so good. Yeah, so try always. Until you can try no more, then of course you walk out. Okay? If you sit after half an hour or an hour, you feel really cannot make it no more. Like, okay, what I will after? I'll do it later. But at least you try. See? Only after 20 minutes or half an hour, then the mind would be calmed down. You cannot expect result quicker. Why? Because every day you record different things and negative things from newspaper, television, from your last life or this life, everything. Whether you see or not see the atmosphere around you. So when you sit down, it's like a turbulent water. The dirt cannot come to the bottom right away and give the clear water, see? So you have to sit there for a while. Try to, you know, see what is your mood right now, okay? Take it easy on yourself, And try to tell the mind that it's good for him, okay? And if you want to drink coffee, do it later. After meditation, you feel comforted, the mind feel comforted. We ourselves don't need meditation. Just because we live in this world, we're contaminated. And the mind is contaminated. And the contaminated mind gives us so much trouble that we're so restless, so sick, and so lonely, and so troubled. That's why we have to meditate. Hey, not because we are born impure or that the soul needs any more wisdom. No. The soul is already perfect, see? But we have to cut this clothes and to use this computer, and it gives us untold trouble. So we must fix it, see? Fix the machine by giving it the right direction and right food. The mind will do whatever we tell it to do. You see? All the cells in the body listen to your mind. So now you have to tell the mind what to do, and then the mind will tell the cells. Since you were young, your mother tell you what to do. And then you get used to it, and then you do it, right? When you were born, you don't know what to do, no? You learn, and then you get told what to do. So of course, now you tell different things, and then the mind will get used to it. It takes you long years to learn English, no? No, it takes also long years for the mind to get used to something new. Right, no problem. Really don't worry. Try to take it easy. Okay?
Thank you.
It's a bit strange, because when you came to Singapore in September, you really pulled me back in the line. And there's a few things that you did that confirmed for me my faith in you. And since then, everything's been getting better and better and better. And now I'm a little bit just concerned. A lot of very good things are happening for me. And I'm worried about, am I going to have to pay those back? I'm doing the best things I can, but people are giving me money. My money situation's very tight. People are giving me money, they're giving me things, everything.
For what condition?
For
did they help you out, right?
Yeah, just
sorry, just take it from master. I don't try to abuse people, and that's all right. But when you need it, it's all right. Take it from God, okay?
But it's not just money, there's other things, opportunities.
Oh, you look better anyhow, by the way.
That's all. I quit my job.
Is that right? So you feel better?
Much better. Except now I've got the money. I'm just a bit concerned that you have to pay. Yeah,
if you have money, give them back, okay? If you don't, just take it from God. We are not greedy for the thing that don't belong to us. And we don't try hard to convert other possession into our own. That's the difference. But when you're hard up, you can just stay on the street and get hungry just because master, they don't take money from somebody else. I don't teach you extremity and fanatism. I teach you don't take things from other people. Just to keep yourself pure and clean. You know, you earn what you need and you spend what you have, okay? And that's a very good quality, you know? But that doesn't mean you have to sacrifice your life for it. You know, your life costs more than the clean quality. For example, many things we must judge by wisdom and situation. For example, Jesus said, the one who steals bread for hunger is not guilty. And don't always condemn the stealing people when his wife, his kids are dying and he steals just a few loaves of bread. It's not like that, you see? We don't go by the line. We have to go with wisdom. And we cannot go with fanatism, okay? It's not what I want to teach you. And for example, I tell many people, don't have a second wife, for example, But before they are initiated, they already have two wives. Of course, then I say, oh, stay like that. I don't want to break one of their hearts. Even tell the husband, now my precept like this. Only one wife. Now you quit one. Choose the first or the second. It's not like that. Came in and I say, no, it's all right. Just stay like that. Why hurt people unnecessarily when the situation is like that? You see what I mean now? Okay. God knows when you're hard up. See, He will send something for you to anybody. It's all God. See, in the biography of Yogananda, did you read? Yogananda. He had a vision, you see, that the mother Shakti came to him and said to him, it is I who love you through many mothers, right? Life after life. So anyone who takes care of you, it is God who takes care. In that sense, you should not feel, you know, guilty or anything. What I teach you is try to keep yourself in a clean and pure attitude. Not do it on purpose.
You made a comment about reality, you know, what reality is in the world of three worlds and how it's created. And I was just wondering, you know, when we experience things and when our consciousness is in the lower three worlds, the things that we experience, is it our creation? Is it our mind just like manifesting a kind of creation, or is it, are we like reacting to things outside of us?
Who is creating?
Everything.
That's the problem. The mind is very strong, see? And when we create, we believe it. Not only create it, believe in it. Believe in our creation and believe that we exist. Believe it. Otherwise, we're not in the body even. We're just an observer. And somebody keep calling our name all the time. And then later on, they say, oh yes, I'm Heinrich, I am Smith, I'm so and so. It's not true at all. You're only driving the car. And after people go to Mercedes-Benz, you stick in the car all the time. And then you begin to believe that you are Volvo, you are Benz, and you are Ford, or whatnot. Yeah? And then it's difficult to convince you again that you're not. But never mind, the more you meditate, the more you know. And that's the only answer. Otherwise, there is nothing. Just because the body is not we. We operate it. We operate. Yeah? But sometimes we let the machine control us. That's the problem. That's why we begin to be weak and, you know, controlled. The mind controlled. Now is the time when we master the house and tell our mind what to do. Tell the whole system what to do. Okay? And since the beginning of time, we just learn from our parents or teachers different things. So we tell our body what to do. Time to eat, time to go to sleep. Can drink coffee, all this. Nobody talks differently, that's all. Now we teach so differently, so we begin to teach the body also differently. And then it will listen in time, yeah?
真欢喜恁今日收看《师徒之间》节目，后礼拜一请收看《生命因为淬炼而升华》第二集。接下来，请继续观赏无上师电视台的《动物世界》，咱的厝边。九点新闻了后，马上为你播出。愿你的生活享有性爱与加持。
We enjoyed your company today for Between Master and Disciples. Join us next Monday for Part 2 of Go Beyond the Difficulties of Life. And now, please stay tuned for Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Coming up next, right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television.May your life be blessed with divine love.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.